Listen to the local radio advertiser.
At least 55% of our sales have come as a direct result of radio advertising.
We find that radio people have more imagination. They are more willing to spend time with you and to develop new ideas.
We particularly have found radio to be far more creative.
Denny Whitaker again. The commercials and comments on side two of Sound Selling by Radio illustrate the power of this dynamic medium at the local retail level. Here's radio selling cars, menswear, electrical appliances, moving merchandise for the drugstore, the farm equipment dealer, the co-op center. And in each case, in every market, with spectacular results. Listen to radio in action and to nine local advertisers who sell with sound.
You guessed it. This is the city. Weyburn, Saskatchewan.
After staking out 51 3rd Street and finding a newly remodeled and renovated store, which led us to believe it could be a menswear store, the chief called me in. He was worried.
Joe, I'm worried. We need more angles and facts.
I got the word, chief. You want action. So I'll put out an APB and a local, but there won't be any results.
Try a 1020 or a 3415, or you could ask Cliff or Jim Rose to drop in for interrogation.
That's smart thinking, chief.
I thought you'd see it my way, Joe.
Well, he knew I would, so I pulled in Cliff Rose. Okay, Cliffy, I want the facts, all the facts, and every bit of the fact about 51 3rd Street. Spill it.
I'm not talking. You can't bully me into telling you that we have exclusive rights to Teen Man and PhD for Weyburn. Besides, you guys think it's a menswear store at 51 3rd Street, so let's leave it at that.
Sounds like it might stick, Joe. PhD and Teen Man. Check them out in the code books.
Right, Chief, it figures.
Yeah, how come, Joe?
Well, Chief, if it is a menswear store and they carry PhD and Teen Man, these Rose brothers, they could suit us fine.
This is Cliff Rose of Rose Brothers Menswear in Weyburn, Saskatchewan, with a comment on the commercial that you have just heard. We at Rose Brothers Menswear want an effective means of reaching the public with something not particularly hard-selling, but rather a commercial message with a lasting idea. We thought the station did an excellent job of putting this idea together and selling our store as a result. This was also unique in the fact that we had preceded our store opening with these commercials and used nothing else. The idea worked. We have been open just 6 days, and the response from the public has been exceptional, and we find many people that come into the store talk about the commercials themselves, which is something that is not heard often. We are going to spend approximately 90% of our advertising budget on radio because of its excellent reaching power here and the economy that it provides to answer some of your questions directly. I find the station staff very cooperative and very enthusiastic. And because of the versatility of radio, we plan many different and separate commercial ideas for the future. And as I said previously, the major part of our advertising budget will go on radio.
Let Roy Brownlee be your host to a world of healthy living with drugs and prescriptions
and the service he is giving.
The accent is on quality
and quicker service too.
Let Roy Brownlee, your pharmacist, is offering you for perfumes and cosmetics
and free delivery.
See Roy Brownlee, your pharmacist, for better quality.
Hi, this is Peter Webb for Roy Brownlee, your pharmacist, where the featured product this week is Helena Rubinstein's Water Lily Cleansing Cream. The large 14-ounce jar, a regular value of almost $5, is on special at just $2.95. Water Lily Cleansing Cream will leave your skin fresh and silky. Ask for it by name at Roy Brownlee, your pharmacist, 435 Talbot Street in St. Thomas. For free delivery, call them at 631-0530.
Roy Brownlee, your pharmacist, is the man to see for drugs and prescriptions of better quality and service measured not by gold but by the golden rule.
Several years ago, the bulk of this firm's advertising went to newspaper. But the custom jingle and commercials, such as the one just heard, proved to be so much more effective that 95% of the budget is invested in local radio. Another reason, according to Mr. Barry Brownlee, is this.
We find that radio people have more imagination. They are more willing to spend time with you and to develop new ideas. We like the low per unit cost and the speed with which we can change or pull a specific commercial. If the goods don't arrive or we sell out of our present stock, it's just a matter for a fast phone call and our commercials are changed. We aim at a broad audience and we try to be consistent. We beef up our schedules at peak holiday times, of course, but we are on the air in one way or another just about every day of the year.
What compact car for 1965 leads in performance, value, and economy? Only one. The youthful 65 Rambler American, on display now at West End Rambler in Morton. It's the neatest handling, quickest moving compact you will find, yet it's the lowest priced Canadian built car. Get Torque Command, the revolutionary new 6 that cuts loose like an 8. Get power options and extra features. Get behind the wheel of a 65 Rambler American today at West End Rambler in Morton. If you'd like a price list, call Johnny Bueller Collect, 822-4311 in Morden. He'll have a price list in the mail to you.
Mr. John Bueller, Executive Director of West End Rambler Limited, Morden, Manitoba.
I have found radio advertising very influential in introducing new clients and in introducing our firm to the public. Since we began using radio 3 years ago, we have allotted 85% of our budget to this media. In the 1963 model year, West End Rambler did very little radio advertising and sold 26 new cars. In 1964, we increased our radio advertising and sold 102. In 1965, we doubled our radio advertising and to date have sold over 150 new cars. At least 55% of our sales have come as a direct result of radio advertising.
My name is Jack Klein. I am the general manager of the Sunset Amusement Park. The commercial announcement that you are about to hear is an outstanding message to the listening audience because of the definite results it produced for me. In order for you to appreciate why this commercial announcement in particular is so outstanding to me, I will briefly outline the circumstances leading up to its production. We at the park had planned a huge giveaway promotion, which was rained out on 4 successive occasions. Each attempt, of course, was well advertised and promoted. We finally arrived at a point where the general public was fed up with our promotion because we were forced to drag it out over too long a period. We thereby thought it was losing interest and appeared that it would be an eventual flop. This announcement was then produced and aired. The immediate early acceptance by the public, as well as many comments directed to me by them shortly after its first airing, gave me a definite indication that they were listening and accepted our problem with us. The promotion was finally completed at a huge success.
Hi, everybody. This is old Jolly George out of that summer paradise Sunset Amusement Park, and what a great weekend. 43 above, the wind saw that 54, and it's only raining at the rate of an inch an hour. Now, this is the only driving range in Canada where we use floating golf balls, and you can fish right off the trampoline. But at Sunset Amusement Park, we're not worried. We know it can't rain every weekend. Say, why don't you swim out to Sunset Amusement Park and have one of their new soggy burgers? Don't forget, we still have $500 worth of prizes to give away. Hey, here comes somebody rowing up now. Looks like George Washington crossing the Delaware. No, it's Jack Klein of Sunset Amusement Park. Hiya, Jack. Jack, what are you doing with that axe behind your head? Jack, it's not my fault it's raining. No, Jack! Jack!
The Regina businessman added that in addition to doing an excellent job of solving his promotion problems,
this commercial pointed out that our food lot was still open during bad weather, and we did fantastic business on days that would normally be a complete washout.
Picture a farmer in a field. Imagine that this farmer has a big field of wheat to swath. Oh, it's a tremendous crop. One of the best he's ever had. He's got his swather all primed and ready to start. And away he goes. Boom, boom, boom. Cutting down that weed as fast as he can. Then suddenly.
Yep, you guesses it. His swather broke down. Can you imagine this man's distress? Can you imagine what he's saying or yelling? Why, you good for nothing! You of all the...
Of course, this man will eliminate all his troubles with a versatile swather from Clements Farm Equipment in Russell. You can too. Clements has 12, 15, 18, and 20-foot pull type, and 15-foot self-propelled swathers. Over 50 of them ready to go. See Clements Farm Equipment in Russell today.
This is Rod Clement. The commercial you have just heard is, in my opinion, one of the most effective we have ever used. While it is too early to judge the full force of this campaign, the traffic stimulated at this point is just a little extraordinary when you consider we are using only two spots daily rather than a saturation. In our opinion, it is the surest and most economical way of reaching rural people.
Now, from the Eastern Seaboard, Mr. Donald Croft, president of Mahone Auto Service, Mahone Bay, Nova Scotia.
I'm a firm believer in all forms of advertising, but we at Mahone Auto have a strict rule that it must be used intelligently and to full advantage. When we run a promotion, we run it with enthusiasm, and we don't skimp on our advertising expenditure.
Mr. Croft is a satisfied radio advertiser, and for good reason.
We have had the effectiveness of radio demonstrated time and time again. It's not uncommon for our radio advertiser to draw customers from all parts of Western Nova Scotia, not just our home area, and even from the highly competitive Halifax metropolitan area. Week in and week out, the year round, radio keeps proving its worth to us. We're convinced it's the best advertising buy in the South Shore of Nova Scotia. We keep our messages simple, straightforward, and above all, truthful. We sometimes hear radio knocked by other dealers, but invariably these are the men who use extravagant claims they can't back up and the customer comes calling. We insist our messages be believable and we stand behind every claim we make. Perhaps that's why radio works so well for us, and that's why radio gets the bulk of our advertising dollars.
For sales and service that are second to none, Mahone Auto is really the one.
Mahone Auto has a deal that's tailored for you.
Yes, just for you, so why shop around?
If you're a new car or used car buying now, don't pass by Mahone Auto in Mahone Bay, where they're proud of the best deals around. And any motorist who've dealt with Mahone Auto are proud, too, of their great deal. Step up today to a new 1965 Meteor and join the ranks of Meteor owners. If your car is in good condition, it'll bring you a better deal, too. The new 1965 Meteor lineup is great, and Mahone Auto are waiting to give you the best deal around. Their late model used car lineup is tops also. Such cars to make for enjoyable shopping are the 1964 Meteor 4-door and the 64 Chev Biscayne 4-door. Both are 8-cylinder standard units. The 64 Meteor is a one-owner black Meteor, and the 64 Chev is beige in color. Hurry and arrange the best deal around on either the 64 models today at Mahone Auto in Mahone Bay.
I would say that a saturation campaign for a specific article or a specific product to sell is the best method of getting your message to the public in a short time.
That is how Mr. Fred Hill, president of Hill TV and Radio Limited in Hamilton, Ontario, defined his radio strategy.
We try to stick to an image of two split personalities. I should say we have one which is our price, we call our challenge prices, and the other one is what we call our red carpet service. We use two different personalities on the radio. Our red carpet service is a soft sell and a prestige line, and we use an announcer that is associated with quality. And when we come to our challenge prices, we usually use a two or three voice hard sell commercial, and again we use certain personalities and we try and stay to them if we possibly can.
comes along summer now, and what do we hear?
Well, dearie, is it hot enough for you?
Oh, those steamy, dripping days that sap energy and ambition. We can't do anything about the outside heat and humidity, but we can inside with the cool, quiet comfort of an RCA Victor air conditioner to buy or rent from Hill TV. Whisper quiet, that's the word for RCA Whirlpool. Open your window, and what do you hear? Close the window. Now that is blessed relief from heat, humidity, and the sounds of summer. Whisper Quiet RCA Whirlpool dehumidifies as it cools, and it can be rented for as little as 98 cents a day from Hill TV Appliances. Buy on Hill's friendly terms, and in either case, enjoy Hill's unique red carpet service. Banish heat, humidity, and the sounds of summer. Capture cool, dry, whisper quiet comfort with an RCA Whirlpool air conditioner from Hill TV Appliances, 351 Main East at East Avenue.
Thank you, lamb chop. I'm heading for the hills.
Mr. Hill makes use of radio personnel's enthusiasm, initiative, and ability to translate ideas into powerful sales packages.
I think the proof of the pudding is that we're still in business where a lot of our competition is not.
In Saskatoon, Mr. Merv Benson, personnel and public relations manager of the Saskatoon Co-op Center, is largely responsible for his company's extensive use of local radio. Here's why.
We particularly have found radio to be far more creative than some of your competitive media, at least here in Saskatoon, we come up with an idea, or I think we have an idea of what we want, and have found that radio generally will bend over backwards to produce something that will meet the need that we've expressed.
Remember when you rode a bicycle? Sure you do. Bet you can remember, too, as a kid when you gazed into the candy store and said to yourself, when I grow up, I'm going to own a candy store. You remember? You probably more than once imagined yourself the owner of that candy store and dreamed of the multitude of good things it would mean to you. Well, childhood wishes are most often sidetracked when we grow up into fields far away from the candy store. Maybe since then you have wished you did own a store. One that would serve and supply you with the grown-up things you need. Why not own a store? You can, you know. Your investment, just $1, and you can share in the ownership of the Saskatoon Co-op Center. The Co-op Center is owned lock, stock, and barrel by consumers. These consumers are members of an organization that is formed to provide goods and service on a cooperative basis. Together, the co-op members determine and maintain the policies of their store and share in the benefits of ownership. Own your own store. Visit the Saskatoon Co-op Center. Take out a co-op membership. It's only $1.
We feel that radio is as economic an advertising and as effective as an advertising medium as we have been able to find in many areas, more effective than the competitive print and
television,
newspaper, so on, simply because of its immediacy. It's much quicker, much easier to change, getting back to versatility, I guess. But you can get changes up until the last few minutes, which is not often as possible in the other media. There was one occasion I can recall when we found ourselves way out of line on a price, and we had a commercial going on that particular item, and we simply phoned the station. We were, I think, 10 minutes away from commercial time. They pulled the commercial and did it live, saved our bacon on a number of occasions.
Can radio excite curiosity, overcome prejudice, and gain a respectable share of market for a foreign-made product in the competitive automotive field? The answer is yes, and sales results are a foregone conclusion with this kind of approach.
Announcing Toyota.
What in heaven's name is Toyota?
It's a car.
You're kidding.
No, really, it is a car.
Okay, what kind of car?
Well, first of all, it's at DJ Sales and Service in Williams Lake. Toyota is the most rugged, durable frame of any car. It has a 95-horsepower engine with such features as the Toyoglide automatic transmission, overdrive with the manual transmission, carpeted floors, padded dash. Hey, where are you going?
Well, if it's got all that, I'll go see it for myself.
Oh, remember, it's a DJ Sales and Service in Williams Lake.
It's a Toyota?
No, Toyota.
Mr. Jim Fraser, partner in DJ Sales and Service Limited, Williams Lake, B.C., explained why 60% of his firm's budget is in radio.
We wanted something that was completely different for our opening. We're selling a new car to Canada as well as to the area, and this required something different in the way of advertising. We wanted something that was humorous, a little bit outstanding, something that would make people talk, and we received this. We got good response from people. They're making fun of our humorous commercials, and this is what we wanted. We wanted them to talk about it. People are coming into us and quoting that, oh, this is the car we have heard so much about on the radio, and this is good. We're quite enthused about this.
This is Denny Whitaker concluding RSB's presentation with thanks to those broadcasters and station representatives across Canada who supplied guidance and material. We are also grateful for the friendly assistance of advertisers and agency executives. Sound selling by radio has many uses. It can be played in its entirety to demonstrate the power of radio at the national, regional, and local market levels. Or if you prefer, relevant segments can be taped for presentation to those who deal in specific kinds of merchandise. How you use it is up to you. But remember, the value of this recording will be in direct proportion to the use you do make of it. It is a sales tool, so put it to work for you. Have it do the job for which it was produced, and that is convincing advertisers of the many benefits to be gained from strong, solid, and sound selling by radio.